Good morning.
大家早。
How are you?
你好吗?
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
How many of you enjoy reading?
你们有多少人是喜欢读书的?
I don't mean just reading for the sake of reading, but enjoy books.
不是说你非读不可，而是你喜欢读。
I collect books at home.
我家里面我收藏了许多的书。
You can ask my wife. I have so many books that it just takes up so much space in our house.
你可以问我的太太，我家里面堆满了书。
Let me tell you the story of a girl named Sarah who collected books.
我告诉你，想跟你们讲一个故事，就是有一个女孩子的名字叫 Sarah， 她也是一个喜欢收藏书籍的人。
Sarah loved her books and she had a huge collection.
那么 Sarah 非常喜欢她的书，所以她收集了许多的书。
She loved her books. She would never open them like this because it would bend the spine.
那么 Sarah 这么喜欢她的书，她看书的时候都非常的小心，她不会把她的书尽量的打开，因为怕把它伤害。
So she would read like this.
她就很小心的这样子这样来读。
Her favorite book was a book called Gone with the Wind.
她最喜欢看的那本书叫做《飘》。谢谢。
I didn't realize there was a Chinese name for it.
Oh yeah.
It was her favorite book not because of the story, but because it was leather bound.
她喜欢那本书，不是说那本书的故事吸引了她，而是那本书是用皮面精装的。
Her grandfather gave it to her.
是她的祖父给她的。
Now, Sarah had a best friend. Her name was Christine.
那么 Sarah 有一个很要好的朋友，最好的朋友，她的名字叫做 Christine.
Christine said, "Please, please, let me borrow your book. I want to read it."
所以 Christine 就跟她说，求你，求你，让我借这本书，因为我想要读它。
But Sarah, because she was a Christian, she reluctantly lent it to Christine.
因为 Sarah 是一个基督徒，所以她虽然不愿意，但是她也只好就把这本书借给了 Christine.
Please, please take care of it. It's a gift from my grandfather.
请你，请你好好的照顾她，因为她是我祖父给我的礼物。
To Sarah's delight, Christine actually read the book.
哦，那么这个 Christine 真正的结果就读了那本书。
Every morning on the school bus, Christine would give to Sarah a short book report about Gone with the Wind.
所以每天早上，他们两个女孩子坐这个校车去学校的时候，她就会告诉这个 Christine， 就告诉 Sarah， 她昨天晚上读了什么，那段故事是怎么样的。
Oh, I can't believe the lead character fell in love with that person.
她说，我实在难以想象为什么这一个男主角会爱上了这个女的。
I can't believe they're so mean and unkind to each other.
我实在不能想象为什么他们彼此之间的这关系这样的处不好。
So Sarah was very pleased that Christine was reading the book.
所以 Sarah 很高兴，因为 Christine 在读她借的书，借给她的书。
Now one morning on the school bus, Christine, in addition to the book report, told Sarah something else.
有一天早上，在这个校车上面 ，Christine 不但告诉她这个故事，昨天读的内容，也告诉她另外一件事。
Christine said, "Sarah, have you heard about Patty?"
她说Christine.Christine 说 Sarah, 你有没有听见有一个人名字叫 Patty?
I heard something about Patty in the girls' bathroom.
我在这个上这个上女厕所的时候听见她讲了一些话。
I don't know, I didn't hear everything, but I heard the words pregnant and 3 months and expecting.
我别的没听见，我只听见她说怀孕三个月了，要做妈妈了。
Do you think Patty is pregnant?
他就说你觉不觉得 Patty 可能怀孕了
Patty is a girl just like them about 13, 14 years old.
那 Patty 是他们的同学差不多13岁14岁。
What a scandal.
哇这个不得了的谣言。不得了不是谣言。如果不得了的丑闻。
What a juicy piece of information.
哇这样子的这个消息真是可以好好的就宣传一下。
Now Sarah, because she was a Christian, she would never spread gossip.
那么 Sarah 因为她是一个基督徒，她是不会散播谣言的。
But she would check to make sure the information is true.
但是呢，她会尽量的去查看这事儿到底是真的不是真的。
So she went home and she called all her friends. Is it true that Patty is pregnant?
所以她打电话给她所有的朋友，她说 Patty 是不是怀孕了 ？Patty 是不是怀孕了？她就问他们。
Now she called and called and she tried to find out.
她不断的打电话，她的意思是想要找出这个事实。
The very next day, Christine, the one that borrowed the book, finally returned it.
那么第二天 ，Christine 就把她书还给了 Sarah， 因为她看完了。
Guess what shape the book was in?
你可以想想看，那个书的模样变成了什么
？Of course, she opened it like this.
那么当然，她把它好好的、大大的打开了。
And then, when she got to a certain page, she would just fold the page like that to keep the page.
那看到哪一页的时候，他就把这一页折了。
The satin ribbon that you keep the page with, she was eating lunch and reading, and it fell into the chicken noodle soup. So now it smelled like chicken.
像这一个东西，这叫什么？
The ribbon, yeah.
这个 ribbon 呢，那么她在喝鸡汤的时候，也掉了鸡汤里面，所以沾了很多鸡汤的味道。
And then she carelessly left the book on the coffee table. Her dad put his cup on top of it and spilled coffee on it. Now there's a brown ring.
那这个书也曾经放在桌子上面，那他的这个 Christine 的父亲把一个咖啡杯放在上面，也把咖啡倒在了上面。
Of course, Sarah was upset. She yelled at Christine right there on the bus in front of everybody.
当然 ，Sarah 非常非常的生气，所以在校车上就对着这个 Christine 大声喊叫。How
could you break my trust? I told you to take care of my book.
他说你怎么能够不守你的诺言，你把我的书搞得这么破烂。
And Christine went away crying.
So Christine 走了之后，当然就很，她心里很伤心。Sarah
went home. She was still so upset at Christine.
Sarah 回到家里，她心里也是非常的生气。And
she talked and she muttered under her breath, "I can't believe it. She broke my trust. She destroyed my book."
所以她就不断的在那边对她自己说，我实在不能相信她不守我们的诺言，把我的书给搞坏了。Now,
Sarah's brother Mark had heard everything that had happened.
那么Sarah的这个兄弟，他的哥哥可能是啊，叫做Mark， 他听见了所有事情的经过。And
Mark said, "I don't understand why you're so upset."
Mark 就跟他说，我不晓得你为什么会这么生气。Yesterday
on the phone, while you were calling your friends, you destroyed Patty's reputation.
他说，当你昨天在电话上打电话问别人的时候，你把 Patty 的名誉整个都毁了。You
took her name and you smeared mud on it.
你拿了他的名字，用他的名字，把这些许多的谣言就散在他的名字上。Mark
said, "I talked to Patty. It's not Patty that's pregnant. It's her big sister who's married."
我问了这个 Patty 怎么回事，Patty 说不是她怀孕了，而是她的姐姐怀孕了。You
were so upset at the destruction of one book, but yet you didn't care that you destroyed another person's reputation.
你这么生气，因为别人把你的书弄得不干净了，但是你没有想到你把别人的名誉给毁坏了。Now,
because Sarah is a Christian, what do you think she has to do to restore her relationship with Patty?
因为 Sarah 是一个基督徒，你想 Sarah 应该怎么去做，能够把她跟 Patty 之间的关系能够恢复？Is
a casual sorry okay?
是不是就跟他说 I'm 对不起就完了呢？
We've all done it. We were either once children or still are children, and we've just said sorry, but we don't know why we said it.
好像我们做孩子的时候，和甚至于我们今天也一样，我们常常跟人家说对不起，但是我们不知道为什么说。If
Sarah really wanted to restore her relationship with Patty, she has to have a sincere, specific apology.
假如 Sarah 真的是要跟 Patty 道歉的话，她应该由她心里面。
It has to be honest, and she has to apologize for exactly what she did wrong.
她应该要很诚实地为她所做的，真正所做的那一切，能够来向她道歉。
What is a reason that you and I sometimes feel distant from God?
为什么你我常常感觉到我们离上帝，离我们的神那样的遥远？
This is a brand new year, and a tradition of a new year is to make a new year's resolution.
今天是我们第一次的 新年的主日崇拜，我们每一个新年的时候，我们都有这样的习惯，要做一个新年的新决志。A
common resolution that we all make is that we want to get closer to God in this new year.
我们常常做的一个决志是说，在这个新的一年，我们要与神能够更加的亲近。It's
very common, it's very admirable, but we know honestly it doesn't always work.
是一个非常常做的一个决定，而且是一个非常值得。 好的一个决定，但是我们也知道，我们常常是做不到一个决定。Sometimes,
like this girl, we've sinned against God, but we've never corrected what we did wrong.
就好像这一个女孩子一样，我们实在是得罪了我们的神，但是她没有用正确的方法来改正她的错误。Sometimes
you and I hang on to sin because it feels good.
有的时候你我不愿意放弃我们所犯的罪，我们所行的罪，因为我们觉得做那个事儿的时候，好像心里很舒服。We
think that this sin that we commit is actually satisfying a desire or need that we think that we have.
好像我们这做这个事情是让我们心中的一个愿望、一个欲望得到满足。And
because of that, we've never repented and we've never confessed.
因着这个缘故，我们常常不去。 认罪，我们不去悔改。
God knows, brothers and sisters.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的上帝，我们的主明白这一点。
God knows everything that we've done or has been done to us.
我们的上帝知道我们所做的，或者是别人对我们所做的一切。
The good news is that He still wants us.
这个好消息是说，虽然我们做了这一切，上帝仍然要我们。
We are like $100 bill to God.
我们对上帝来说就好像一百块钱的钞票。
This is how we pastors get paid in big, big bills. I brought one to show you. Don't do this because it's illegal, actually. So.
这是他的钞票，不是我的。
You know, we are like $100 bill to the Lord.
对我们的上帝来讲，我们比一百块钱的钞票还宝贵。
Now, not that God is greedy, but for example, if we took this money and we just dropped it on the floor and stepped on it and got it dirty, it's still $100.
一个比喻就是说，虽然是一张一百块钱的钞票掉在地上，被人家践踏过了，但是它的价值还是一百块。
We could eat a hot dog and squirt mustard on it, get it all yellow and red from the ketchup and the mustard, but we can still bring it to the store and buy $100 worth of goods.
I wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it.
他说，假如说这个钞票搞脏了，甚至于把那个mustard 的那些酱都放在上面的话，你拿到店子里去，仍然值一百块。
The fact of the matter is, when we sin, we are damaged by the sin.
事实上是因为当我们犯罪的时候，我们就被罪给污染了。
Sin leaves a mark and leaves a scar and it stays with us forever.
这个罪在我们身上留下了一个痕迹，会永远的在那里。
But we are still valuable to God and He still loves us.
但是对上帝来说，我们仍然的是非常的valuable。对他来说，他仍然爱我们。
Praise God, He does forgive us, but we often lack the part of confession.
我们赞美主，他仍然的爱我们，仍然的接受我们，但是我们所没有做到的是在他面前的认罪。
1 John 1:9, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书第一章第九节这边说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We were once separated from God, but confessing our sins returns us to God's presence.
虽然我们有的时候远离了神，因为我们的罪的缘故，但是若是我们认我们的罪，我们就能够回到主的面前。
Repentance tells God that we are once again ready to be close to Him.
当我们向神认罪的时候，也就是对神说，主啊，我们愿意再一度的回到你的面前。
We are ready to obey, we are ready to live according to His rules.
我们愿意到你的面前来遵守你的规定，我们愿意活在你的面前，你做一个你要我们活的生活。
Okay, so here are the rules for a brand new start, for a brand new year.
所以这边我跟大家建议一些你新年新希望所应该立下来的新条例。
Tell God in your prayer that you are sorry for running away from Him and for ignoring Him.
要在你的祷告当中向神认罪，说主啊，我们愿意向你认罪，我们 sorry， 因为我们离开了你。
Feel remorseful for breaking His trust.
因为我们对我们破坏了跟你之间的这个关系而不觉得难过。
As you confess, be specific, like the girl Sarah should be specific in her confession.
那你的祷告不能笼笼统统的，你必须要非常的有这个重点的，就好像 Sarah 向她的那个同学 Patty 去道歉的时候，也应该很精确、精准的来道歉。
It sounds kind of painful and embarrassing and even shameful to admit everything in detail, doesn't it?
听起来好像是很痛苦。很尴尬，甚至于是很叫人难过的。
If it's so unpleasant, why go through it?
假如是这么的难受来做这个事儿，为什么要去做呢？
Well, personally, I think it should be unpleasant because it should be. You've done something wrong.
我觉得因为你做错了事情，所以会应该让你感到的难受。
But let me tell you a story about a boy named Jonathan that I knew many years ago.
那我来告诉你一个叫做 Jonathan 的这一个人的一个故事，是我好多年前。
When I first started in youth ministry, I was in college and I was a counselor to teenagers.
当我开始在这个青少年当中做事的时候，我当时是一个大学生。
And Jonathan was a boy in my home church in New York City.
那 Jonathan 是我在纽约市的那个我原来来的那个教会里面的一个男孩。
He was about 12 or 13 years old, like the boys that I work with right now.
12-13岁左右，就好像今天我们教会跟我跟他们一起同工的这些。
He was the kind of kid that did the opposite of everything you told him.
他是一个就是说，你向要他向左，他一定向右的人。
You tell him to stand up, he sits down. You tell him to sit down, he stands up.
你要他站起来，他一定坐；你要他坐，他一定站。
You tell him to be quiet, he talks. You tell him to talk, he becomes quiet.
你要他说，他就不讲；你要他讲，他一定说。
You tell him to live, he doesn't die, so he's not consistent, you know.
当然你要他死，他不会去死。
Jonathan is the kind of kid that would get in trouble just to see what it would happen.
这个 Jonathan 这个人呢，你就可以看着他，就知道他会给你就会有麻烦。
So one day, the other counselors and I were in one part of the church, and of course, when the adults aren't there, Jonathan decides to play a game with his friends.
当然，只要我们这些辅导不在的时候，那 Jonathan 就要跟他的同学玩一些游戏。
He dared his friends, along with him, to jump down a flight of stairs.
他就挑战他的同学们说：“嘿，你敢不敢跟我从一个楼跳到楼的下面，到下第一层楼去
？”Of course, you know they want to see who has the most courage to jump from the highest.
那他们当然这个的比赛就是说谁有勇气跳得最高从最高的地方跳下来
and of course Jonathan jumps from the very top step
当然 Jonathan 他自己
Now,
他就从最高的地方跳下来
I counted those steps because I grew up in that church I knew exactly how many steps there were
因为我从那个教会长大了所以我知道他跳的那个有多少个台阶
28阶 Now just think as a physics problemTo clear 28 steps horizontally requires an Olympic athlete, right?
你想想看，假如说如果是就从平地的跳28阶的话，大概是一个奥林匹克的运动员也许才做得到的事。
But to jump 28 steps across and to land and still be alive at the bottom.
但是你要跳二十八阶，从一个横的跳二十八阶，直的也要掉下去二十八阶，而能够不死的话。
So the other counselors and I weren't there, but we hear off in the distance,
When 我跟其他的辅导往那边走去的时候，我们听见那一声痛苦的声音。
What was that?
是什么
？Let's go see.
我们去看看。
We come to the stairs and we see Jonathan sitting on the floor at the very bottom step. His back was turned to us, so we couldn't see his face.
我们看见一个人躺在楼梯的最底端，因为是背对我们看不出来他是谁。
Jonathan, are you all right?
我们看见他是他，我们就问他说，你到底看见他没看见 ？Do you see him?
I didn't see his face because he was turned the other way.
他看不见他，但是他知道他是谁，他就很灵光。他就说 ，Jonathan, 你好吗
？He didn't say anything, but he slowly turned around, and we saw his front.
他没有说任何话。但是他慢慢地转过来，让我们看见他的前面。
You know the human arm is supposed to be like this, straight.
这个人的手背应该是这个样子的。
He turned around and we saw that he had a new joint right here.
他转过来的时候，我们看见他的这个手肘好像移了位，跑到这来了。
So his forearm was hanging down, you know, like this.
所以他前面的这个手肘是垂下来的。
And you know how when you first get hurt because you have so much adrenaline in your body, you don't feel the pain?
你知道当一个人在这种情况下刚刚受伤的时候，因为身上的 adrenaline 很多，所以往往不一定能够感觉到那个痛。
So Jonathan was going like this with his arm.
他不但转过来的，还在那边玩他那根断掉的手背。
That's how I knew I wasn't going to be a doctor because I almost fainted.
我那个时候几乎昏倒，所以我知道我这一辈子绝对不能做医生。
Now some of the other counselors I was speaking with, they finally showed up. They came, and the moment that one of the counselors, a sister, she saw the arm like that, she screamed.
那么其他的这个辅导来了，有一位女的辅导看到那个肩膀是这个样子的时候，手背是这样子的时候，她就大声的叫。
As she screamed.Jonathan began to feel the pain.
当他在这样尖声的叫的时候 ，Jonathan 开始感觉到他的手背、他的肩膀、手背会痛了。
And he went, and he rolled over because he was feeling so much pain.
当他感觉到那样的痛的时候，他几乎就翻了一个身。
And he rolled right on his arm.
就翻在他断掉的那个手背上。
That's when I passed out.
I wouldn't.
No, don't tell them. Okay.
那个时候我就昏倒了。
Now, just to finish the story, Jonathan had to go to the hospital.
那么这个故事的结尾当然是我们把 Jonathan 送到医院里去。
The doctor, you know, for those of you who are medical professionals, the doctor can't just take his arm and just push it back, right?
那我们知道这个医生不能说就是抓着他的肩膀就给他逗回去。
Because the bone is fractured and you can't just snap it back into place. The flesh and the tendons might get caught.
因为那骨头是很多地方都这样负的骨折，所以不能就拉起来放回去，因为这样做的话可能把你的肉
Of course, you know that
都夹在里头。
The doctor had to pull the arm out a little. You know,break it again, straighten it, and then push it back.
He said he's not a doctor. 那么医生需要把手背拉出来，断的地方拉出来，放平了，再把它放回去。
And of course, no anesthesia, because you have to test to make sure the nerves are still working.
Really? 不能给他上麻药，因为怕这个上了麻药的话，就不知道他的神经还有没有受到伤害。
That's what the doctor told me, so...
Well, any doctors here?
Now, here's evidence that sometimes in order to fix something, you have to go through something painful.
这个例子的目的就是说，当你要把一个东西修理好之前，你可能会经过更大的痛苦。
To correct a problem, you have to go through some kind of pain.
当你要改正你的错误的时候，你可能会经过一些痛苦的历练。
If we have sinned and we confess to the Lord, it is painful, it is shameful, it is embarrassing.
的确是当我们犯了罪，我们必须要向神认罪的时候，我们会感受到那个痛苦，感受到embarrassment.
Thank God for taking us back and to let us start over.
我们感谢神，他愿意让我们回到他的面前，让我们能够重新的开始。
In 2007, let us commit to follow God from now on.
那么2007年让我们再一度的把我们自己委身在神的面前愿意继续的跟从他
Sin does happen, but thanks to confession and repentance, it has no stranglehold over our lives.
的确我们会犯罪但是我们也相信当我们认我们的罪的时候这个罪就没有办法能够捆绑住我们
Let us live like the new creation that we were meant to be.
让我们能够做一个新造的人就如同神要我们所做的
God is faithful and he has never run away from us.
神是信实的，他绝对不会放弃我们。
Let us confess our sins truthfully and wholeheartedly.
让我们真实、真心的来认我们的罪。
Let us let go of whatever it is that's holding on to our lives and holding us back from God.
让我们放弃这些不管是什么在后面拉住我们、hold 住我们的这些事情。
Let us get right with God again so we can have a real brand new start this year.
让我们能够与神有一个正常的、真正的关系，有一个好的新的开始。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your power of forgiveness.
天父，我们真是感谢你，因为你的饶恕的能力是如此的大。
Lord, we have sinned against you so many times, but yet you would have us back.
虽然我们多处的犯罪顶撞你，但是你仍然能够把我们带回来。
God, let us commit to following you even closer this year to obey your word.
让我们能够在今天在你面前许愿，让我们能够更加亲近的能够跟从你。
But Lord, even if we fall, let us come back to you in a quick fashion, Lord, to confess and to repent.
让我们能够到你的面前来认我们的罪，能够认我们的不义。
Lord, give us the grace to approach you as pure creatures.
让我们能够领受你的恩典，成为一个就是一个普通人的这样子到你的面前能够认我们的罪。
God, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who washes us clean.
我们感谢你，因为你让你的儿子能够把我们的罪洗净。
We pray in your name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise with me.